in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Kevin, there actually is a CIA plan, it's been declassified, where the CIA actually thought they could use the threat of UFOs and aliens to as a psychological weapon against Americans to scare us all into whatever they wanted us to do.
I've heard you talk about that. I know. I listen to you like every day. I've heard that. But okay. I just want to get specifically what you think he was doing, that particular guy in that clip. I mean, do you think he's just making that up, what he experienced or whatever? Or
yeah.
Do you think that's part
I
of
do.
That, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's part of whatever they're doing. Now, whether they're doing it because they're really going to try and use aliens and UFOs to scare us into global government, or maybe it's just a distraction from something else, or maybe they're just trying to get everybody on the blogosphere all whipped up about UFOs and aliens so the media can make fun of us. Or it could be that the U.S. is getting ready to test something, some black project aircraft or spacecraft, and they need a cover. And if you go back and you look at the history of all the TV shows about flying saucers and aliens and visitors and everything, they wind up right over the development cycle of some of our nation's most top-secret aircraft, the SR-71, the F-117, Senior Citizen, Aurora, and so forth and so on. And it came out that Project Blue Book, the Air Force operation to poo-poo and ridicule flying saucer stories, was actually intended to whip up UFO and flying saucer hysteria, so it could be used as a cover for top-secret aircraft development. So that
Project Blue Book also find that they couldn't explain, like, I don't know, 5 or 10% or something like that?
No, Project Blue Book was there to create the illusion that there was 5 to 10% of the things they couldn't explain, in order to get people thinking, ooh, flying saucers and UFOs, so that when you saw several million dollars of your tax money fly overhead, you'd say, oh my goodness, it's a flying saucer. And the Russian spies wouldn't bother following you out to the desert to see what it was that you were talking about. That's all it was. It was a dodge to make sure that people didn't realize that, hey, the U.S. government is developing something really cool out there at Groom Lake. And that's really what it's all about.
So that one incident, I guess it was in the 60s, I think, at a Army base in California, where they were, like, shooting, like, thousands of anti-aircraft rounds at something. Were they just, is that just to prop up the hoax also or something?
Could have been a mistaken identity. It could have been a weapons test. I mean, there are quite a few of the so-called UFO sightings turn out to be military accidents. I remember one that we had in Southern California. I was living in West Covina, and there was this incredibly bright object flying up over Mount Wilson. And everybody said, UFO, UFO, but I was an amateur astronomer, and I'd actually built my own telescope in junior high school, and I put the telescope on there, and it was a runaway weather balloon. And the media was just going completely bonkers about it. And again, I'll be the first one to say that there are probably billions of intelligent civilizations out there in space. They probably have no reason to come here in the first place. But if they did, they would land and treat us the way Columbus treated the North American natives. We would be enslaved in their economy and converted to their religion, and that would be the end of civilization as we know it.
Would they have to be hostile? I mean,
it's a lot of money to cross space, regardless of whether it's dollars or quatloos, and they're not going to come over here just for giggles and grins. Look at our own history of every nation that we've ever gone into on the rest of the planet. The first thing we do is convert them to our way of living. We've never left a society ever.
Right, but that's us. we're pretty primitive and backwards, though.
We're the product of our evolution, and the history of evolution on this planet is that the most savage and ruthless life forms will prevail, and there's no reason to think that it's not going to be exactly the same in the rest of the universe. I don't agree with Stephen Hawking about the Big Bang, but I do agree with him that we should be very careful about inviting alien civilizations to come visit us. They might decide we're really delicious. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones. Dennis in Michigan. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What? Aloha, Michael. Got to weigh in on that carbon call a couple of calls ago. I got a close friend who works in the plant department at the college, local big college, and it's a fact that to get plants to grow, you add, I'd like to say that to the caller, you add carbon dioxide. And of course, in the history of the planet, when there was a lot more carbon dioxide, plant life flourished, as did other life.
Absolutely, you're correct. And it's kind of interesting because you know, everybody looks at Al Gore's little graph that he had in his movie where it showed temperature and carbon dioxide levels going up and down at the same time. But what Al Gore didn't show anybody is that if you zoom in closer, you have a much tighter time scale. He actually had them reversed. He was telling everybody that carbon dioxide went up and then temperature followed. The actual data is exactly the opposite. The temperature went up first, and then 800 years later, the carbon dioxide also peaked. And the reason is very simple. When you have greater energy, greater heat, it's going to produce more life. More life will produce more carbon dioxide. One of the big impediments to the selling of this global warming agenda on us all is the fact that in our own human history, periods where it was warmer were golden times. There was the Roman right. warm period.
Correct.
And yeah, and the medieval warm period where food was so abundant we didn't have to be dependent on government. And that, of course, is what the globalists are absolutely afraid. The globalists are trying to create a world where we are all completely dependent on the global government for our air and our water and our food and our electricity and our internet connection so that we're completely helpless and we can't live without them. In a real warming world where the food is growing up all around your house, who needs the government? And that's what they're afraid of. And it's no surprise that the global warming cultists were going all over Wikipedia. They got caught trying to delete or edit or erase articles about the medieval warm period and how good life was when the planet was warmer than it is today.
I'm very curious where that, it'd be interesting if that fella called back, I mean, where he's getting this information from, you know, because he's obviously a listener to RBN, and wow, you know, well, this, what a crock.
Yeah, this idea that the atmosphere, you know, that the CO2 is at the bottom, and if the CO2 goes up, we're going to say, that's complete nonsense. Weather is constantly stirring the atmosphere. He's going from a list of talking points, and so I'm hoping that he doesn't call back.
I was just wondering where that vat of Kool-Aid exists, because just to know what we're up against here, you know.
Well, you know, there are some people out there whose lives are so dull, drab, empty, and meaningless that they'll grab onto a cause, and then that becomes their entire identity, and they're going to support it and fight for it no matter how wrong they are, because it's a cause, and they believe in the cause. I believe. Well, have you Kool-Aid?
Well, my professor friend, she's kind of alerted me to the notion of carbon footprint, and so, I was showing her a segment from a movie, about this, carbon dioxide, and, it's in her very greenhouses, where she works, and it's just like, so she, it's a top-down propaganda that's being pushed on to, through the university systems to get your grant,
That's exactly right. You cannot get a grant unless you're able to tie it to human-caused global warming. In fact, I don't know if you've seen the British documentary, The Great Global Warming Scam.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Wonderful movie, and there's this one scientist in there who's saying basically the grant money is now all tied up with this idea of selling global warming to the public. So if you're doing a study about how squirrels collect their nuts for the winter, you're not going to get funded for that. But if you add, as impacted by global warming, the money is going to pour out of the sky. Because it's decision support to sell this idea to the people that the planet's getting warmer and it's their fault. And the literal orgasms, the mediagasms that the TV networks had yesterday over this hot temperature in Los Angeles shows how desperate and panicked they are to continue to sell this lemon to the American people in the face of what looks to be another brutal winter on the way.
Yeah, no, I went, for the first time in ages, I went to Google News, and that was, like, right at the top, and I was just like, okay. And so that was an isolated reading, like they typically do for the global warming crap.
They find one sensor that's, they had another one in Arizona about a month ago, and you go and you look at all the temperature sensors in the region, and they're all down mild temperatures, and there's one with this incredibly hot temperature, and you say, wait a minute, real scientists understand that if you have a whole bunch of data and one of them is sticking way out of line, that you basically presume that that's some kind of an error. But when I went to the Weather Channel yesterday and looked, the forecast, the week-long forecast for Los Angeles was in the 80s, and all of a sudden they got 113-degree temperature that they're waving around like it's the second coming of the Messiah.
Okay. Yeah, because normally the temperatures are from the airports, throughout the country, and yeah,
maybe they backed up a jet plane next to the weather station and ran that engine extra long or something like that. Because it's actually warmer here in Hawaii than it is in Los Angeles right now. And it's my thermometer here is only saying 81 degrees, and I'm in a room full of hot computers.
I just had to throw that out if that fellow was still listening, because my friend, she works right in this, and it's like it's the answer to this is right in your own greenhouses. You pump carbon dioxide 4 times the amount that's in the air to make the plants grow. Come on, just use some common sense, you know, and this is a scientist, you know. So.
Well, you know, individual scientists can be had, they can be bribed, they can be subject to their own religious beliefs. The value of science is not in scientists, it's in the scientific method. And individual scientists are just as flawed as any other human being. The whole idea behind scientific method is that it is an intellectual process that exists outside human agency and hopefully outside human interference, although obviously, you know, we all know about the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold is going to determine the science.
Right. Well, I love your comparisons to the ancient indulgences, you know, and and I'm a Catholic, and I laugh at that time, and, you know, and it's just like it's the same. It is the same deal, you know. It's the same kind of game, you know.
Yeah.
Pay the money to play the game, you know.
Yes, that's what the carbon credit is. It's an
indulgence. Yeah, it is. I know. That's a really good comparison.
All righty. Anything else?
Economics cuts off the head of this giant beast. That's about all I can say. That's what I'm working toward.
Yeah, I think
the economic system. You know,
yeah.
Debt based, the whole deal.
All right, we got to let you go here. I got a
Thanks,
bunch of other
Michael.
Callers coming on the line. You got it. We're going to switch over to Kurt in Oregon. Aloha, Kurt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. The guy talking about the shooting at the UFO or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I caught that part. The Battle of Los Angeles, you can wiki it. It was a big hysteria in 42 after everyone was jumpy after Pearl Harbor. And it was shooting at a barrage balloon.
Yeah, and then
just,
you know, Steven Spielberg
Los
based,
Angeles, and you'll find.
Yeah, the Steven Spielberg based a movie on that, 1941, with Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, and I remember I was in the back lot at Warner Brothers looking at the ramp where they had the plane just sailing down the street and then crashing, and it was just an immense set and everything. Yeah, that actually really did happen. You know, people with guns, they start shooting, you know, they call it buck fever. They start shooting at anything that moves, and, you know, sometimes it turns out to be somebody's cow and everything.
As far as the UFO stories go, and you were talking about a cover for experimental aircraft, that
yeah.
goes back to the end of World War II. The U.S. brought over a couple known couple of Horton 9 flying wings from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Google up the Horton 9, it looks like a flying saucer from any aspect.
Absolutely. And there was that
you
other one, the Horton, was that the radar stealthy one, the Horton 9, or I'm thinking a different Horton?
Yes, yes.
That is the one,
Horton,
okay.
It was made out of plywood, and they put in charcoal granules into the glue when they made the plywood, and it had the effect of absorbing radar.
Yeah, it was it was amazing how far advanced the Germans were there, and just a reminder that technological superiority does not win a war. Moral rightness, as Sun Tzu said, that's key. The army that knows they're morally right is the one that is going to win. And the Germans knew
and
that they were the oppressors.
If you're willing to throw 110 divisions to their death like Stalin did, that generally tends to do it. On the guy with the a carbon dioxide thing, you know, hugging the ground surface. We live in the troposphere. We have temperature inversion in the troposphere. It's constantly
yes.
being stirred. That's why we have such turbulent weather down here, and we're not like up in the stratosphere where they have a normal temperature layer. So, one thing, if people want to look up all the different German flying wings and some French ones that were being built during the war and after the war, they can look up Nerflugel.com, and you can see ones that look just like flying saucers.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Norton had his own flying wing. There were two different variants of that. In fact, I was actually, when I was living in Southern California, I was on the volunteer crew that was trying to restore one of the flying wings for a museum, and that was kind of a treat to actually work on that airframe. But there's a lot of testing stuff that goes on out there, and they don't want the Russians to come around to see these reports of strange aircraft. So they tell everybody it's aliens and flying saucers, and the Russians go, oh, those dumb Americans, we're not going to spend time going out there and seeing what they're talking about.
Do you know where Jack Horton got his ideas for the flying wing?
From the Norton? From the Horton?
He went to the German exposition in 1936, and they were displaying them in New York City.
Ah, that would do it. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Dan in New York. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, UFOs and that carbon stuff is just silly. So we'll even get into that. When I was a kid, I'm 55 now, but when I was a boy, lived out living in Nevada. Right? And I'm sitting in a lounge one night. Anyhow, I wound up, I hear these guys talking about UFOs and stuff like this. Next thing I know, a couple weeks, month later, it turned out to be a normal thing for me to meet up with people out there out, right outside of Area 51. And boy, I'm going to tell you, we have some very neat aircraft. Emphasis, we have some very cool aircraft. They take these guys like Lazar. It's like, oh, he's going to come here, he's going to check this out. We're doing reverse technology. Wrong, buddy. But they let him to believe that, so a lot of people get out there and they hear that. And then you got this other, and I actually met this Lear, the guy that his father or his grandfather, I kind of kept my distance from him. I thought he was a little bit on the funny side. But there's some amazing craft that we have. And the stuff that people see out there, it's ours.
Yes.
And the stuff that looks really freaky, yeah, holographic things. And this is what, you know, they need something. They need an event. Okay? Rockefeller, who Rockefeller paid Orson Welles to do his little deal. You remember that, right?
Well,
War
of the
Worlds.
we know that, that broadcast really pushed the bounds of what was acceptable behavior on radio in those days, and it triggered some riots. And from that, the Army then carried out a project called Project Barsoom, the next step. And from that, the CIA planned to use aliens and UFOs to scare us all into compliance with some agenda, because we all have this deep-seated xenophobia that's part of our makeup here. But again, it's all manufactured hoax. If you go back to the Wizard of Oz and his papier-mâché mask set on fire, that's what it is. It's just a fake and a phony. And there are a lot of people who are looking at all this sudden resurgence of UFO stuff all over government channels in the United Nations, and they're wondering if it isn't just a cover for some new top-secret aircraft development. Are they really dumb enough, or do they really think we're dumb enough to let a light show and a puppet show of aliens and spaceships scare us into accepting global government? And it's not a new idea. Outer Limits had it as a theme in their first season back in 63.
And let me make one little final thing here. You know, just think about if, and it wouldn't take a, we have the technology, that I do know. I don't even second guess that. But just think if maybe, okay, you're from a different planet, and you're not much more advanced than what we are here. And if you were to come popping along this planet, look down, see what the heck's going on, would you stop and to say hello in the middle of a freaking war zone where every
no.
person on this planet is blowing each other up, cutting each other up?
Heck no, I'd go for those drunk truck drivers out in the middle of the Nevada desert with nobody else around.
There you go. There you go. I mean, think about the logic in this, you know, and they're supposed to be, oh, they're well advanced and they're going to come and they're going to help us. Right.
You know, I have a question. I have a question. Because I've seen all these drawings and everything of the aliens that all these people who claim to be abducted have drawn and everything. How come we have the civilization with the advanced technology to fly between worlds and they don't have a clothing industry? Because they're always completely naked.
Oh, they've already covered that. Well, they tell people out there, well, that's where in the UFO world, well, that's where we got Kevlar, and they got this secret way to cover the whole body up.
Yeah,
where you get the little grays from, and they're always around those big, tall, good-looking blonde ones where we come. I mean...
Listen, I'll tell you why the space aliens are always naked. Because in the Hollywood movies, they spend all the money on the spaceship and the alien himself, and they don't have any money left over to actually make costumes for them. That's why the aliens are always naked. All righty.
I like that. You have a good day, brother. Enjoy your show. Aloha.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to switch to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm talking about these FBI raids on anti-war activists. I'd like to know... I talk to some of these federal law enforcement officers, even some local police and state police. They are so out of touch with real life that I don't know how they. Now I know why they do these raids. They're not in touch with real life no more.
Well, they're doing the raids to basically suppress opposition to the government agenda, and there's nothing new with it. If you go back and you study the history of COINTELPRO during the 1960s. You know, the government just had this attitude of, yeah, we're going to go on telling the people they have a right to protest in the First Amendment, but we're going to do everything that we can to subvert and embarrass and destroy them. And, of course, the absolute nadir of that was the staged riot at Disneyland, where the FBI had all of their on-campus undercover informants. And, by the way, if you're listening to this show and you are going to college, there are FBI undercover informants among your classmates. The smelly one who's always able to get the dynamite and is trying to talk you into blowing up a building, that's the guy from the FBI, so stay away from him. So anyway, back in the 1960s, the FBI went to all of their informants on several Southern California college campuses and said, organize a peaceful, ha-ha, anti-war demonstration for Harbor Boulevard in front of the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim. And then once you're there, lead them inside and cause a ruckus. And, of course, the media was waiting, the National Guard was waiting, and the next day it was headline news all across America. Those so-called peace activists had beat up on Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, and it completely derailed the anti-Vietnam movement. Vietnam went along for another 2 years, and 60,000 Americans died. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Our skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with George in Texas about the FBI. And as I was saying, back in the 1960s, the FBI could get away with things like faking a riot at Disneyland to discredit the anti-war movement, or wrecking Gene Seberg's career, or faking the Black Panther coloring book to just destroy relations between blacks and whites in the United States of America. And they could get away with it because most Americans believed the image of the FBI they saw on their TV screens and movie screens, and didn't understand that it was basically a fraud. And so the FBI probably thought they could, you know, go back to the glory days of the 60s, where if they just raid somebody's home, and, you know, then everybody will say, ooh, it must be a bad, evil suspect, and we shouldn't talk to them. Like they did with Stephen Hatfield after the anthrax letters. And they made this guy's life a living heck. And they raided his home and trashed the place, and they did everything they could to convince America that Stephen Hatfield was the source of the anthrax letters. And, of course, Stephen has turned around and sued the FBI. But the damage is done. He's never going to be able to outlive this. And the FBI could sort of kind of get away with things back then. But that was then, and this is now. And we know about the framing of Bruce Ivins. And we know about the framing of Stephen Hatfield. And we know about the framing of James Earl Ray and Leonard Peltier and all these other people. And we know about COINTELPRO. Because in the alternative media, we keep these memories alive that the FBI is not the nice bunch of swell Joes that we see on TV and movies, that they are the U.S. government's version of the Gestapo. And so now, they over the weekend, they go out and they raid a bunch of peace activists' homes, and they don't arrest anybody. They don't find any criminal actions or crimes or anything. They just mess up the place, and they stage a media event in the hope that everybody would say, ooh, these must be terrible people because the FBI raided them. Therefore, we're not going to listen to anything they have to say any longer. Only it's backfired because we know the reality of what the FBI is. And we know the reality that the FBI's job is not to fight crime. It's there to crush down opposition to the government. That's their job. That's what they get paid their tax dollars to do. And they've been doing it since even before the 60s. They've been doing it ever since J. Edgar Hoover set it up. It's there to enforce the will of the executive branch on the rest of America. Huge blackmail operation J. Edgar Hoover was running. That's how he kept his job for as long as he did. So, now, of course, it's blown up. The American public is realizing the FBI acted wrongly. It's harassment. It's an attempt to stifle dissent and free speech. It is unconstitutional. It is tyrannical. It is dictatorial. And the public is seeing the raided peace activists as the victims. So this is a huge public relations disaster for the FBI, which means probably we'll have another new TV show about the great and glorious FBI on TV, you know, by January, the new stories of the heroic FBI. Aren't they just wonderful people? You know, and so forth and so on. But, the majority of American people are understanding that the vision of the government given to us by TV and film and the corporate news media is a fable. It's a fiction. It is about as real as Saddam's nuclear weapons. And now Americans have come to understand that. This government has lost its credibility, and it's not going to get it back anytime soon. Trust arrives on foot, but departs on horseback. Anything else, George?
One of the little secrets that really scares the federal government and the globalists is the Internet has exploded with alternative news sites and your radio show and hundreds of thousands of other radio shows. That we're all spread out, and they can't infiltrate like they used to.
No, they're trying to buy it up. We know there's quite a few very notable and prominent people on the Internet and the blogosphere who all of a sudden get a huge amount of money, and they're able to promote themselves and try and make themselves Internet stars. And then we find out, that they're compromised. There are stories they will not cover. We know from that declassified Senate report that Israel spends $100 million every year to buy the American media, to bribe the American media to tell the news to favor Israel. And we can presume safely that they're doing the same thing with certain individuals here on the Internet and on alternative media.
Well, like I say, we're all spread out. There's many of us, and they can't get all of us.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if you want a parallel to what we're going through right now, think back to when Gutenberg invented movable type printing and books all of a sudden became affordable to ordinary people. You know, prior to that, every book was a hand-copied creation. Only the clergy and the nobility could have books. And all of a sudden, Gutenberg changed that and just changed fundamentally the way information flowed through society. And all of a sudden, the church, the lies of the church became known to the common people, the lies of the nobility became known to the common people, and those institutions that could adapt to the new reality of a more knowledgeable public, they survived. Those institutions that couldn't, they were carrying too many lies and deceptions, went extinct, and we're seeing the same thing here right now. The old way is still trying to find some way that they can shut the Internet down. They're not going to be able to do it. They're not going to be able to do it, mostly because now that the world knows there's an alternative reality out there, they're going to go find it. The Soviet Union was brought down by a network of fax machines. So we don't have to have the Internet. Once the people know that something funny is going on with their government, they'll get the truth by whatever means they need to do it.
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go and switch over to Clarence in Oklahoma. Aloha, Clarence. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike.
Osseo.
Yeah, I was listening to this, and your little speech on the FBI just brought back memories for me. And I've only had one set of dealings with them, and I did it trying to be a good citizen. Now, I've had no retaliation, but I'll learn never to try to be a good citizen again.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, particularly when it comes to dealing with these, it's a family show of people. This is my deal. This is something that I never, ever once. I haven't really talked to anyone on the internet on this, but this is what the situation is. You remember a couple of years ago when Michael Reagan got on the air, and I forget who is a, it was some libertarian or something, he made the flat statement he should be shot. And he said, I will pay for the bullets. I heard that response. It was taped and replayed on alternate radio.
I imagine. May have been a publicity stunt.
Okay, well, now, I had just enough federal law enforcement experience to be dangerous, but I do know a little something about the law. I don't care if he was, what do you call it, making fun or making a funny. Well, look, that ain't the way to do it. If you make a funny like that on an airplane, say, you know, I got a bomb just for fun, you know what's going to happen to you. You'll be getting off that airplane, you know, wearing bracelets. I called the FBI, and I thought, well, just look, that signal goes across interstate lines, and that should be a federal offense. He didn't say he was joking. He didn't say it jovially. He sounded damn serious. I'm sure it was just a publicity stunt, but this is where do you stop. You know, whether you can cry, what movie in a crowded firehouse is, what's his name used to say. And this, I called the local FBI office. They would not accept a. I told them I'd like to file a police report. And they said they wouldn't talk to me. So I said, okay. What's nice about having unlimited long distance is you don't care. Okay, I'll call the Los Angeles FBI. That's where his program is. I shouldn't have had to, but I called and I got finally passed on to some kid who probably hadn't, well, I hate to give my age away, but, you know.
Okay, Clarence, we kind of need to wrap this up.
Okay, because, I'll wrap it up real quick here. They refused to do anything. And I'll tell you what. And this
now,
is
was his dad still the president at this time?
No. This was just last year or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was about 2 years ago. And okay. I'll wrap it up real quick. He, I tried to make a serious report, and he mocked me. He started asking me over and over again, do you think 9/11 was an inside job? And I said, what does that have to do with anything? I'm trying to make a police report. He kept just hammering at it. And he wouldn't, I got no cooperation. I said, I'm trying to make, and so after I got exasperated, and what I told him, and I'm sure that I'm in their bank, and I'm probably, they're watching me, but I told him.
The instant you called this show, they started a file on you.
Oh, yes, I know. So, well, I'm glad that I at least, fortified my file. Somewhat.
Well, you definitely did that. Listen, I'm going to have to cut you off and let you go because we're running out of time here, and I got a couple of issues that I need to cover. But you're absolutely right about the non-cooperation because, as you're probably going to come as a big shock, our web server that runs our website is under constant attack. And every once in a while, we will track down the person who is attacking us. And we did identify one inside the United States many years ago. And so, you know, went to the police, and the police said, well, this is interstate, this is FBI, and I went to the local FBI, and I was told, off the record, so I'm not going to rat out the FBI agent that I spoke to, but I was told off the record that the orders had come down that hacking attacks on pro-peace websites were never to be investigated, that the U.S. attorneys would not investigate, they would not prosecute. It was a dead end and a complete waste of time. You know, you could investigate hacking attacks on commercial sites or ID theft or especially the banks and military sites, but pro-peace websites were, it was open season. Hackers can do anything they want. The FBI will not investigate at all. And if you look very carefully at the very few hackers who are brought up and charged and prosecuted, it's always the hackers who are attacking commercial moneyed interests. Nobody has been arrested or jailed or prosecuted for hacking a pro-peace activist website. It just does not happen. And according to my inside source at the FBI, that is a matter of permanent policy. All right, well, that was Clarence in Oklahoma. Thank you very much here. And no more UFO calls, please. We put that issue to bed, and I don't want to deal with it anymore here. We're going to spend the rest of the show talking about Israel. And I want to remind everybody, I want to start this segment by reminding everybody that the United Nations Human Rights Council, in their report last week that criticized the attack on the flotilla and the attack on the American citizens, plural, that the blockade of Gaza is illegal under international laws. It is a violation of international law to which Israel, by virtue of its membership at the United Nations, is supposed to be subordinate. Now, this is merely a reconfirmation because the United Nations has declared the Gaza blockade illegal for years now. You don't see that reported too much on the American TV networks. But that's it. The UN has declared the blockade to be a violation of international law. Therefore, any actions by Israel to enforce the blockade are illegal. Period. End of discussion. Now, I mention this because last night, the latest boat trying to sail to Gaza with humanitarian supplies, food and medicine, was again accosted by Israel. It's being towed to Ashdod. Israel is being very, very gentle with these people. They don't want a recreation of last May's public relations disaster, but it's already a public relations disaster. The Gaza blockade is illegal. We know from Israel's own government documents that it's not about Israel's safety. Israel, as a matter of policy, has declared economic war on Gaza in order to force them to abandon their elected government and accept Israel's proxy rule through Fatah. That's what this is all about. This is exactly what the Soviet Union did to West Berlin back in 1948. It's a starvation blockade to force a change of government, to favor the blockading nation. That's exactly what's going on here. Now, there are other flotillas and other aid convoys on the way there, but it doesn't matter what happens. It always comes across with Israel looking like a mean bully who doesn't want cookies to get to the children of Gaza. Because God wants us to have all the cookies. You don't want to go up against the will of God, do you, fella? All right, then, no more cookies for those Gaza children. There are cookies. All your cookies belong to us. Meanwhile, the Israeli Supreme Court has now approved the forced eviction and displacement of more Palestinian families. Yes, send in those bulldozers. And basically, the court said that Palestinians' claims of prior ownership of the land are null and void. Palestinian claims to the land are simply not recognized by the Israeli government. We lost the papers, or they never existed. And this story should be a reminder to us all that just because some weird person in a black robe says that something is the law doesn't mean it's right. Everything Hitler did was legal under the laws of Nazi Germany. Everything the Nazis did, some German judge said, yeah, das ist the right thing. So just because Israel's Supreme Court says it's okay to steal Palestinians' land doesn't mean it's okay to steal Palestinians' land. It isn't. Meanwhile, going further and further into the United Nations Human Rights Council report on Israel's attack on the aid flotilla last May, the United Nations basically accused Israel of suppressing flotilla footage. We know that. Israel shot and killed an American citizen for holding a camcorder and taking video. He did not have a gun. He did not have a weapon. He had a camcorder, and they shot him. The last time, point blank, in the face while he was already lying on the deck, wounded from prior gunfire. They got it on videotape. The guy from the IDF just stood over the deck and fired a shot into his face at point-blank range. And then Israel tried to craft this whole thing about we had to defend ourselves. They had pointy sticks. They had kitchen knives. We really didn't want to kill anybody. And, of course, the UN says, no, that's not. Now, of course, what is the U.S. government's official response now? The U.S. government's official response has been to basically prove to the world that it is Israel's bitch. The United States has basically come out criticizing the UN report on Israel's attack on the aid flotilla last May, saying that it's obsessively biased. This is the United States government protecting and defending the foreign nation that attacked American citizens in international waters in violation of international law. one of these Americans was killed. A U.S. flagged ship, sovereign U.S. territory, was captured by this foreign government illegally in violation of international law, and the U.S. government rushes to protect and defend them. I think we can pretty much conclude at this point that the United States government is of absolutely no use at all to the people of the United States of America. It's open season on you. The Israelis can gun you down anywhere in the world, and the U.S. government will not say a thing about it. They will rush to say, yeah, Israel had a really good reason. Israel had a good excuse to kill Americans. We got to let Israel kill all the Americans we want. Apparently, Obama's idea of preserving peace in the Middle East is to pretend not to see when Israel commits violence. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And well, you know something. I've talked enough about Israel. They're just such annoyances. The riots are continuing in East Jerusalem that were sparked by an Israeli security guard just apparently randomly shooting a Palestinian, and things really blew up there. Israel's trying to get the Palestinians or the Gazans to rebel. They're already making predictions about the next Gaza war. They will use everything, including all the illegal white phosphorus and everything that they used last time. And I guess Israel's decided since their public image is already shot, they might as well act the way that, well, they really are. All right, interesting couple of stories here. Pedophile priests, we do come back to that one every once in a while. Interesting story, and we've got it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, where it's documented that this idea of pedophile priests has been going on for hundreds of years now, and it's just sort of part of the culture there. And apparently, a lady who is now, I guess she's a saint in Australia, an Australian saint, had actually been kicked out of her church earlier on in life for attempting to report a predatory priest in her church. And they said, no, you can't rat us out there to the laity. Get out of here. And they kicked her out, and she came back and did good works. And now she's a saint. But apparently they're saying basically, this was in 1871. Nuns complained to the Catholic hierarchy. Didn't report to the secular, but complained to the Catholic hierarchy, and the church transferred the offending priest to a new hunting ground, I mean a new diocese, and the nuns were kicked out. And that was in 1871. So this has been going on all along. So it's not a new phenomenon or a new problem. It is endemic to the institution of religion. Now, speaking of religion, rather interesting study by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, Pew Survey, found out that when you actually question people about their religions, the atheists actually know more about religion and its history than the religious people do. Apparently, they found a majority of Protestants don't even know who Martin Luther is or what his role is in the creation of the Reformation. And that's rather astounding. I take it back. It's not astounding. Religion and knowledge are kind of mutually exclusive. And, somebody said, of course we know more about religion. We studied it. That's why we are atheists here. And I was sharing this little story real quick. When I was a little boy, growing up in New Hampshire farming country, I went to the Congregational Church. And I went to Sunday school, which was held on the second story of the firehouse, and I sang in the choir. Probably appropriate that I married a choir mistress later in life here, but I sang in the choir, and along with a little pin with all the year things on it that they gave me, because I sang in the choir, they gave me a gift of a Bible. That was their big mistake, because I read it. And I started going back into Sunday school, and I started asking some questions. It says right here, what does this mean? And basically, I was asked to leave. I was kicked out of Sunday school. I was drummed out of Sunday school. They tore the epaulets off, and they broke my saber, and they kicked me out. So, and I guess so in hindsight, it's probably not a surprise that that people who actually study religion are less inclined to be taken in by it. All right, that's it for our show. We're going to take off for the day. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock Central here on RBN. Aloha.